This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are pretty excited to have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And we have been getting messages on there. Some are rather interesting.
Yes.
So we have to slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message. Maybe you just want to say hi, comment on something we've talked about on the show, or just vent about something going on in your life. It does limit you to 1 minute. So you got to keep it a little bit brief. Steve,
yes.
You got some good ones for us today.
And we did ask for people to share like Thanksgiving, what your silly things you're thankful for, any kind of Thanksgiving things to put into our voice messages. And some people did. Are you ready for the first one?
Let's go. What?
I think he said we're turkeys now.
We're turkeys now.
Yeah, we're turkeys now. Yeah, 100%. Sometimes these are interesting, and that
yes.
would definitely fall into that category. All right, here's our next voicemail or voice message.
Please do a segment on Thanksgiving sides that people hate. My sister-in-law makes mac and cheese with blue cheese, and it's been the bane of our existence for the last 7 years.
I mean, I won't knock it till I try it, but that does not sound like the kind of mac and cheese I want.
Weird.
Blue cheese?
I kind of want to see what that tastes like.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Right?
I think it would actually be pretty good.
Because I love blue cheese.
Yeah.
When I would, like, that was my preferred dipping sauce for chicken wings. But if you had, like, the crumbles in there as well.
Yeah, and then especially, like, if you would, like, mix it. Because I'm sure it's not just blue cheese on, like, macaronis. Like, I'm sure it's probably, like,
not
some other spices. And, like, maybe, like, mix it in with some, like, bread or something.
We're going to need this recipe.
Yeah.
We need this recipe.
Yeah, I'm not picturing it's just like they boiled up some pasta and then took like blue cheese dressing and just.
I mean,
squirt. I'd still eat it.
The way she made it sound, it did sound like that. So at that point, I'm like, "What? How is it that bad?"
Now that just opened up my mind to like all other different cheeses, like feta cheese, mac and cheese.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever had a smoked Gruyere on your mac and cheese?
Yep.
That'll change your life.
No.
Smoked Gruyere.
Smoked Gruyere.
Yeah. So good.
Gruyere.
I'm actually putting Gruyere in my green bean casserole this year. It's a different version of a green bean casserole, and it has Gruyere.
Maybe try blue cheese next time.
No. Why do you like the chunks?
Are you anti? You don't like the chunks?
I like the chunks. I don't like the like creamy stuff.
She doesn't like anything white and creamy, remember?
Oh, that's right.
She hates ranch. She hates eggnog. Everything that's good. Taryn's like, no.
White and creamy.
Like, I will be okay with like a little sour cream or something like that, but no mayo.
No mayo, no ranch.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
Well, yeah. But I mean, we're all weirdos. All right, you ready for another one?
Let's go.
Most places have...
Oh, and also, just go to our Odyssey app if you want to leave a voice message as well.
So, we'd love it.
Yes.
Most places have a just-add-water biscuits and gravy. They're gross. That's why people don't like them. I'm kind of a biscuits and gravy snob. It's got to come from the roux.
Okay.
The roux.
You got to... I mean, making a roux is very serious business.
What is that?
It's like the base of like a gravy, anything that I think you have to put like I don't know if it's cornstarch or flour or whatever is in there.
It's a fat and flour.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you cook that up first and then you add, so it's like to thicken whatever you're
it's
making.
It's like the base is the roux.
It's gotta come from the roux.
He's right.
Steve, you and I are just like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. We're like, we don't eat meat. We don't know what a roux is, the fat from what. Like, we don't know how to make anything.
Yeah, I mean, I still look back. I still have memories of eating biscuits and gravy. And I'm never going to be that person that's like, oh, just because I don't eat it now, I'm anti all that stuff. Like, it's so, like, I can recognize biscuits and gravy are one of my favorite things to have for breakfast.
Why?
But why not? With the sausage?
I'm good.
You don't like bread products?
I don't.
Actually, you're not like biscuits?
Going back to the Thanksgiving sides that we hate, like bread is probably the worst part of Thanksgiving.
What?
How do you sop up all the goodness?
The freaking dinner rolls with the butter?
Yeah, you can throw them out.
Oh my God.
It's gotta come from the roux.
And you don't like the gravy that I've used for biscuits and gravy? You get like those little thin sausages?
It's not my go-to choice.
Forget about it. And I'm with them. Yeah, add it to the box. Like, there's not many things that are...
out of the box.
It's gotta come from the roux.
I've never related more to a voice message than that guy's.